And good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're back on Radio Tony Live. You're listening to your host, Tony Lontis, and my amazing co-host, John Williams. Now, this is the Power of You show. And just a quick reminder, if you want to find anything about this show or our previous shows, please jump on to radiotony.com, look under the co-host section, and you will find links to all the downloadables and connection with John and the Andrea Method. Now, you can hear us live on both of our Facebook streams and both of our LinkedIn streams, which is pretty cool. We're also live streaming across multiple platforms in America at the moment, and we welcome you to the show today. Now, my co-host John has an extensive history in international business. He's been at the top of his field and decided that that wasn't all it was cracked up to be. And he and his wonderful co-creator, Tanya, created the Andrea Method. And the premise behind the Andrea Method is to inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you are meant to be and not who you were told you should be. So welcome back to the show, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Tony, and it's great to be here. It really is.
We enjoy doing this show so much that we'll be back again each week for another 3 weeks. And I love doing this show because I believe in what John and Tanya have created in the Andrea Method. And I'm going to hand over to John just to quickly outline what the Andrea Method is and why it will help you at this time.
Thanks, Tony. The Andrea Method is an online program that will enable an individual to understand how their mind is working, how it sometimes plays tricks on them, and it's not always that interested in what you want out of life. It's more into keeping you alive. So it's very important to understand that the way you wake up is a bit like your cell phone. There's a default position. And that's the first part of the Andrea Method, discovering your default. And once you know that, you can then make decisions with regard to who you really want to be. Are you now the person that you were born to be? Or who is that person? And there's a methodology that we go through there where we allow people to create a new you, create a new them, empower themselves to be the person they were born to be. And finally, the last module is about taking conscious action, because nothing happens without action, but it's taking action in a particular way with a particular awareness so as that you are moving towards that what you want out of life and not defaulting to the past, which is the standard human condition, is to repeat and repeat and repeat. So that's basically what the Andrea Method's about, Tony.
Thank you. And we've been talking each week about the different modules. And last week, just a reminder for those listeners, we talked about your default position. And so your default thinking, or the stuff that you're pre-programmed with, often casts a shadow over everything you do. It's like an old computer program that you've got running on autopilot in the background of your life. And as John said before, it's how you wake up every morning and how it will stay until you take conscious action to change it. It's about the thought patterns and the programs that play out in our mind. And as we know, and as we talked about last week, our thoughts create our reality. And just a simple explanation of this, if you think about the development and invention of the car. So the car started as a thought in someone's mind, and that thought was then created into an actual automobile. And so it is with the power we have to change our lives. So in this week's show, John and I want to delve into module two of the Andrea Method, which is about creating a new you. But before we get into that, I want, John, you to remind the listeners where they can find information about Andrea Method and where you can find the downloadable information, because we have a free downloadable sheet for the listeners to grab today. So, John, over to you.
Okay, so listeners can go to our website, which is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-I-A, dot solutions. And when you just dot solutions, not dot com, not dot com day, you just dot solutions. When you get there, staring you in the face will be learn more about the Andrea method. Just click on there and you'll get to see the whole curriculum, everything that's in there, and you'll be able to take your own time to pick your way through it and understand what we're doing. But again, picking up on your point about the downloadables, downloadables from Tony's website, isn't it? RadioTony.com.
Look at the co-hosts.
And at the end of that downloadable, it's a fairly long one this week, it'll get you thinking about how you really want to live. There's a link on that that'll take you to the same place and you'll be away there. I wanted to pick up on that imagination because I was reviewing the work in the module two this morning, and there's a great quote in there coming, imagination is your test universe.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love that too. I thought and she raised that, it's your test universe. And as I said last week, nothing exists in the physical world that did not exist in somebody's imagination first. So, and the other point you made about your default position being like a crappy old computer program, it's worse because you deliberately put down that crappy old computer program, but your RAS is programmed without your input. It's generally about trauma and fear, and so your automatic reactions that are there to keep you safe by spotting the patterns in life and what's happening around you are generally programmed in a negative fashion, and you had nothing to do with it. So, yeah, it's a kind of crappy old computer on speed.
Yeah, John, and the thing is, a lot of people don't actually realize that their brain works on autopilot. It's only when you start to assess your life, think about your life, and start to allow yourself the wonderful luxury of just dreaming, using your imagination to create and think about what would your life look like if you had no barriers. That's the sort of imagination we're talking about. And for adults, it's easy for kids. Kids do this as part of their daily living, but we lose some of that beautiful, creative imagination as we age. And I want to challenge you guys, if ever there's a time in your life to start imagining what your life could look like, it's now. If you're not happy with the way your life is planning out, if you're not happy the way you are existing in the world at the moment, I really want to encourage you to just jump on to Andrea.solutions, and no, it's not .com.au or anything else. It's just .solutions because it does offer people solutions. Andrea Solutions, you can go onto that website and you can have a really good look down around. There's lots of information, and lots of the things that we provide for our listeners are to help you start thinking about what your best life might look like.
Tony, one of the things that's striking me nowadays is, and I've got friends in Oklahoma, and if you're listening, thank you. We've been talking a lot about COVID, and it's pretty hard to avoid. And also a lot of the disruption that our listeners have been through in the United States. There's the thought, look, we've got to come back from COVID, but do we really want to go back to the way it was before?
That's right.
Do you really want to go back to the way in which your life was before? And many people will be sitting there and going, yeah, look, I'm cool with that. That's great. But if you're not one of them, if you're one of the people who goes, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a way in which I can see through that. Well, you're the person I'm trying to talk to here. You're the one that I would love you to go and visit the website at andrea.solutions. Have a look at the Andrea method. Understand how your mind is is working, and how if you don't take control, you're being a little irresponsible. It's down to you. People talk about imagination. I've heard people say to me, I don't have much of an imagination. Have you heard people say, I don't have much of an imagination? What that's code for saying is that I don't really want to imagine what could be, because I might get a little upset about that. It's a willingness to go there, to take a chance, to be authentic, to be you. And that's the first part of the second module, which is called Create a New You. The first step is to speak the truth to yourself.
Yes.
So the question is, do you want to go on living your life in this way? And you mentioned before about my career in international business and where I was at. And I remember the day, and I remember the light in the room and everything, where I turned to my then wife and said, I don't want to keep living this way.
Yeah.
It was, you know, that was the beginning of change
for you,
for me. Now, I'm going to suggest to our listeners that they do not want to be anywhere near the degree of pain that I was in before I was prepared to admit that, right? It's really smart to do an assessment of your life and go, okay, hey, this could be better. Do it before you're in great pain. But if you are in great pain, then this is a good place to start, is to go and have a look and see.
You had it all. From the outside looking in, you effectively had it all. You had that globe-trotting CEO, money, toys, wonderful life that lots of us think is what we want. But you were not happy. You weren't loving your life. And that was the catalyst for you. You got to a pain point where you went, this is not how I want to spend the rest of my life. And you had it all at that point from an outward perspective.
Yeah,
it was only when you started looking inward that you went, nah, can't do this anymore.
You know, that pain point comes in many, many ways. And I'll talk about Linda in a minute. But my own pain point was the loneliness and living a lie. I was not happy. I could do all this, but I wasn't, I guess I don't, I have to say, I'm doing right now, right at this very second, what I was born to do. And if I'm not doing this, then it's just not living for me. It's like that. But over there, trading hours and time and relationships for the purpose of having multiple houses and driving a Lexus and all the rest of that. I mean, those are good things. Those are nice. I mean, don't get me wrong. But if they become your purpose, that's not a purpose. That's not a vision. That's not a mission. You're just giving yourself things. You're taking anesthetic so as that the pain is dulled. Right. Yes. Oh, I feel better about the fact that I've missed my kids' birthdays because I've now got another house.
Yeah.
You know, or because I've got the car. And the kids can go on expensive holidays. My kids used to be able to fly all around Australia and indeed to the New Zealand and whatnot, just using my points.
Yeah.
So, you know, oh gee, my kids are better off. They can go wherever. But that doesn't create a relationship with your children. And if it does, it's very much a trading relationship. So you become very isolated, and I related it to being a little bit like the wind. I came and go and went. Yes. I affected change, but nobody really saw me. Nobody really knew me. They only felt the effect of me.
Yeah.
So that's where I am, pain point. But I do want to touch on Linda, because this is a simple case of a woman who lost herself. She was a professional woman. Then she had three children, moved to the other side of the world, and just got lost in being a mum and couldn't find her way out. And one day she picked the kids up from school and got home, and she was breathless, and she'd always been fit for most of her life. And that was the point where she said, look, this has got to change.
Yes.
She started working with me and with the Andrea method. And 12 months later, I get a link to a Facebook photo of her finishing a half marathon with the kids there. And she's the saying, like, I feeling like the role model she wanted to be for her kids, right?
Yes.
She and over that same period of time, she resumed or started writing her novel, which she wants to write, and she started that, and she sorted out her employment and got the terms and conditions that she wanted there. And much of that was because she rediscovered who she was and the power to speak her truth.
Yes.
So, and took responsibility for acting on it.
John, did Linda's journey start with a phone call with you? So did she start that progress having a conversation with you about what was wrong in her life? Did she reach out and talk to you first?
Yes, I guess you would, like the invitation was there, and she decided that, look, I'm going to take this invitation up. And as you know, Tony, part of what I do in my practice here is that I offer a free 2-hour consultation with people. If they want to look at one-to-one coaching, then that is something that is possible. And I sit down and we do a 2-hour coaching session on whatever it is that the person wants to look at. And then, we decide whether this is going to go any further or not.
Yes.
But of course, you know, one-to-one's a lot more expensive than the online program. You know, one-to-one coaching over 6 months or something like that is well over $7,000. So, and that's a price point that's very acceptable to some people, and that's definitely worth the investment. The reality is, data shows that people who invest in coaching get 6 to 7 times their money back. So
they do.
You know, I was going to charge my clients $500,000 a month so as they maximize the value, but it's a bit of a cash flow issue there. Sorry.
Well, John, you know that we've talked about this before. I have had coaches throughout my life and throughout this entrepreneurial journey. So I absolutely know what value they can create in your life, because the problem is that you are often looking at yourself in a one-dimensional place. When you start working with a coach, however, they have the ability to see things that you don't see or you might not pick up. And then because of the nature of what they do, they can help you get through those things. So from your client Linda's perspective, she recognized and accepted that there was pain in her life. She wanted to get through. She wanted to be this other person that she felt she wanted to be. And that through that coaching, that's how you helped her do that. However, if people want to jump on to Andrea.solutions and just find out about the course, which is a much gentler, easier way to start this process, because it's self-paced, self-directed, and you get to learn as you need to or want to, and still get the same types of outcomes and results. That's true, isn't it, John, from your perspective?
Look, you know, when I talked about Linda before, you know, it's tempting to say, oh, well, that was one-to-one coaching. That wasn't just using the method. But I have to say, it's adherence to the method, and it's actually the process that is there. Now, we created the Andrea method as a circular model, because you come back to your default again and you start again. You may find the first time you go around the model that there is information that doesn't quite gel, okay, doesn't quite fit. Well, two things you can do about that. One, you can email us and you can ask us and go, hey, I'm doing this. What do you mean by that? We will respond. That's simple as that. We will respond. We'll give you that information. But also, if you repeat, keep going around. It is a course to live by. It is a methodology. And you will be reminded. And as you go around again and again, you will get deeper and deeper understanding of the concepts. Drag in a friend, drag in and your best buddy. If you're both sitting there feeling miserable over a bottle of wine, well, it's time to go
Do
to
something
Andrea.
About
yeah,
it.
Time to go to Andrea.solutions and see whether there is a solution there that you can both of you sign up to and work with each other. It's a really good idea. Or a group of people could do this. We're actually talking about introducing group work in 2021, but we're not quite ready to make an offer on that. But, you know, ideally we want to be starting groups of people off together and down this journey and perhaps using Zoom and et cetera.
Because there is something about changing your life with other people along for the journey, isn't there? So when one person does it, it's powerful, but there's something that happens when you're with another person and you're holding each other accountable. So it tends to encourage you to keep going and keep looking at what's being brought up for you and your ability to actually chat to another human being. Okay, this is what this is bringing up for me. This is what I think that it means. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I would tend to agree with you that working in pairs is a great way to go, or in small groups. And I guess that's just the same. You know, like if you're going to go into this scary haunted house, you're going to much better chance you're going to go in there with a mate than on your own.
Yeah.
You know, you go, well, I'll go if you go. And then we go. And that is why this program, the name of our company is Andrea. And that's about having the virtue, the ancient Grecian virtue of being ready to take yourself on and better yourself as a human being, to make yourself stronger. And you often see the definition of Andrew and Andrea and those names is given as being masculine or masculine courage. It's not quite correct. It really is about the virtue of improving yourself. And the reason it got to be masculine is because in those days when you had hand-to-hand combat, generally it was men, not always, because there were female warriors as well.
Yeah.
But the term was applied to whether they were really willing to have the courage to step in to go hand-to-hand combat, because it was in the hands of the gods who lived. But it's a much bigger concept than that, and we don't have hand-to-hand combat nowadays very, very often. But what we do find ourselves with is a continual stream of oppression and difficulties and things like my morning this morning, where everything was supposed to go smoothly. I was supposed to have lots of time to prepare for this today, but even at the last minute we're trying to get stuff done.
Yeah.
Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yeah.
Having the calmness of mind to walk through and deal with it and still be walking down the road towards where I want to be, that's what the Andrea method is about, and that's why I'd say for people to go and have a look at it. But, Tony, we're going to be talking about the second module, Create a New You. Can I briefly go through that?
Yes.
Okay. So the first part of it, the first lesson, there's four lessons in each module, and they all come with videos and they all come with workbooks, and you can do them anywhere, anytime, on any device, when and if you're ready. But the first lesson, once you've discovered your default position, so we've covered off how you get information, how you process it, how you store trauma, and what's really bugging you, what really stops you, your relationship to fear and upset. So we've covered those things off in the first Discover Your Default, and you can go and listen to our previous episode and we'll talk a bit more about that. But now we're about creating a new you. So you know who you are. Who do you want to be? First thing you need to do is speak the truth to yourself. Speak your truth to yourself. When is it that you have not spoken your truth? When have you walked by? When have you not said to somebody something you think needs to be said? When are you not speaking up? How does that make you feel? Those are the questions that need to be answered, because I know in my own life that when I've not spoken up, I've felt at the very least unheard, and we're still complicit in what's going on. because I've not spoken up.
Yes.
And this is soul destroying.
Yeah.
Now, there is ways and means in which you can do this, but often we find that when somebody's prepared to speak the truth to those that they love, their loved one turns around and goes, oh, thank goodness. I've been wanting to say something about that for a long time, but, you know, hey, maybe we shouldn't have got that third dog, you know?
Yeah.
That's a silly example, but the truth about it, speaking a truth, is that then you are putting into the universe what it is that you want. You are putting it out there, and the more you can talk about what it is that you want, the more likely you are to draw it to you, because you really don't know who or what is listening.
Yeah.
So that's a really important thing. And it also, when you're speaking your truth to yourself, you can get clear as to what it is that you want out of life. And that takes us to the next lesson, which is purpose. We call it purpose.
Yeah.
And that's really a lesson about vision, mission, and purpose.
Yes.
People get these confused. You know, what's a vision? Well, our definition of a vision firstly starts with this. If it's not so big that you can't possibly do it yourself, it's not big enough. It's not about you. Your vision is never about you.
Yeah.
It's about the big picture. It's about having a world. For me, it's to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. No chance of me being able to do that, possibly in my lifetime, but certainly not on my own. So I'm going to have to enroll people into this. Okay. So, and then, but I do have a role in this. So my role in my vision is my mission.
Yes.
And my mission is to create conversations such as this, to enlighten individuals, coach to inspire them to do the same and be the difference. Mm. So that's my personal mission in this situation. I have a client whose vision is to live in a world where regenerative agriculture is the norm. Okay.
Yeah.
Her role in this, given her skill base and her abilities, is to create leadership in the regenerative agricultural industry and support them through the change process and whatnot. That's her mission in that. But then it goes deeper still, Tony. So you've got your vision, your mission, but why do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
The power of why.
Yeah.
Why is it? So why is it that I want to undertake my mission? Now, this is when it gets core to you personally. Yes. All right? You got to get
and
in there
uniquely,
and go to
uniquely. It's going to be uniquely you, isn't it, John? This is not something that you might share similarities with someone, but at this level, this is uniquely and divinely you, yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's right. This is the purpose of life. When we talk about this, the combination, I had a speaking to a young lady the other day who said, oh, I just can't see any real point. She's a very high achiever. And
yes.
I said to her, well, you're a science graduate, so you can figure out the chances of you existing.
Yeah.
So you can't. Technically speaking, if you try and work out the odds against a human being existing, we are impossible. Each and every single one of us is impossible. We're impossible as a species. The Earth is impossible. And we certainly as individuals are completely and utterly impossible, but never mind having the particular features that we do. And yet we are here. We defy impossibility. So we might as well do something with it, Tony, and we might as well have a fucking good time while we're here. Now, how do we have the best time while we're here? Because we are here.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we might as well have a great time.
The best time
is going to be had when we are pursuing a big vision. We're bringing people in. We're clear
We
on
have
what our mission is,
purpose.
and we have purpose in our lives. And my purpose, the reason I do this, is because I get to be love. I get to be talking to you. I get to be talking to that
our
person
listeners.
Who's in pain. I'm listening to, talking to the listener and individual, and they are giving me the kindness of listening to me and allowing me to show them love and consideration.
Yeah.
And that is very humbling and very empowering. It's wonderful. It's wonderful
yeah.
for me, you
yeah.
know? So this is the thing. You find your vision, your mission, and your purpose. You get them aligned. Now, you've spoken your truth before in the previous lesson.
Yes.
Right? And then we go on to words. This is the thing.
Yes.
So now we know what we want. We've clarified all this. We have to understand the power of language.
We do.
Okay? The power of your words. You create your whatever it is that you're creating, your imagination, you create it through words. You create it through your language. And it doesn't matter what language that you're creating in. As we said before, the imagination is your practice
yes.
universe.
Yes.
But words are so powerful. As Hafa says, the words we use become the house we live in.
Yeah.
The words we use determine how we think. They determine what we're thinking about, how we have conversations with those around
yes.
us, what they might or might not bring, what they think of us. Everything is empowered by the language we're using in our heads. And our internal conversations reflect in our external conversations.
They do.
So if you want to create a new you with a vision and a mission and a purpose, to be honest with yourself as to who you are and what you want
yes.
to achieve, then the use of language and the way in which you use language is massively powerful. Well, yeah, the very simple example we use in the lessons is
yeah.
live life with a question mark. You see, if I say my boss is a jerk, that's got a certain meaning, right?
It does.
But if I put a question mark after it and I go, my boss is a jerk, that's got a completely different meaning, right?
Yes.
So you can start softening up your language simply by adding a question mark.
Yeah.
And then by using the word and, we can add onto our language. We use word, so, and I think this. Instead of using but, ditch the but, and I'm going
right.
to add, and I think this, and. So very, very important how we use our language. Try and avoid negative words and absolutes, you know.
Yeah.
I'll never achieve that. Everybody else has got a mistake. Everybody? Really? Everybody? And yeah, you start telling, like, teenagers tend to do that. They're all or nothing, and we discussed a lot about teenagers last week.
Yes, we did.
Because that's a lack of experience. If you're still being absolutist when you're getting into your 30s and 40s, that's just actually willful blindness.
Yes.
You know better. You know it's not everybody, and you know it's not everything. So
John,
mind your language.
It's about starting to question the words that you use in your mind, isn't it? It's about starting to be to realize, oh gosh, that's, I'm being really mean to myself, or I'm beating myself up unnecessarily. But before you can take stock of the words, you have to realize the words that you're actually using. And I've been through this process and spent a lot of time examining the tracks of thoughts that go through my mind. And I've been doing this work for a long time now, and I can usually clearly recognize when I'm starting to dip back into that, I'm going to beat myself up about this. So it does take practice, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It does take practice, and you know, this is also about understanding there's a gap between who you want to be and who you are.
Yes.
And that gap becomes really important, because you know, we talked about that in the first part, the reaction and response, right? So the further you can leverage that information in, trigger, instead of reacting, responding, the more thinking you can do in between.
Before and that responding.
Thinking, that's right, before responding, and that thinking is where the gold lies. But we get onto that in conscious action when we talk about
being in the next one.
The last part of creating a new is about responsibility. And this is a really important thing. If it's to be, it's up to me is a pretty good place to start.
Yeah.
Okay, we can do all of this information and people can come up with 100 excuses as to why it's not them, as to why it's their husband's fault or why it's their parents' fault, as to why it's their children's fault or the dog's fault or everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
What I've learned, Tony, and what we teach our clients and what you'll learn in the Andrea method is find the thing you can be responsible for in the moment. So if you've just had a flaming row with your husband or your loved one or your boss has just really got up your snorer and you're driving home from work right now, you're going, I hate my job, I hate this.
Yes.
Ask yourself this question, and you might have to dig a bit, but what part of this situation can I take responsibility for?
Yes.
And then take responsibility for it. So in the case of a wife or a husband or whatnot, maybe they are upset about something else, and I'm not providing an excuse here. But what I am trying to get to when you take responsibility for whatever it is you can take responsibility, what you're actually doing is taking back control. Because if you're not responsible, you have zero control. Like we're not responsible for the technicals behind this show. Donald can cut us off like that if
That's
they
right.
wanted to, right?
They won't.
So we haven't, they won't. But we don't have any, and it's a good example, right? But we are, what we can be responsible for in this situation is providing a quality show so as Don doesn't feel the need to take us off here.
That's right.
So we have some control over it anyway, and then we go and we do that and we show the other person that we're prepared to take responsibility. Let me tell you, the mimicry game comes in and then they will look and find something they can be responsible for, and then the conversation starts going in a far healthier way.
So it's about flipping individual situations around the way that we think and the words that we use, isn't it?
It very much so, and being aware of when we are being responsible and when we're not being responsible. So we have a very simple model for that. For listeners that have got a piece of paper in front of them and a pen in their hand or technically inept or clever enough to do this, the quick lesson is or bed, O-A-R-B-E-D with a wavy line between it. So you write O-A-R down the page, down the page. Then you put a wavy line across the page and then under the R, you continue on down below the line with B-E-D.
Uh-huh.
O stands for ownership. Ownership. What ownership can I take in the situation?
In this situation.
A stands for accountability. Where am I accountable? You always resolve it against yourself first. Where am I accountable? Who else is accountable for the situation? Where have I not been assertive or clear in my instructions or wherever? Where's accountability?
Yeah.
R is responsibility. Okay. Have I been responsible? Have others been responsible in this matter? Now, if you are taking ownership, being accountable, and taking responsibility, then you are acting in a responsible way and you have your oar in your hand. And that wavy line is the water line. And if you've got your oar in your hand and you're floating on the water, you're in a good spot. You've got direction, you've got agency, you're in control as such. However, below the waterline lies the river bed, okay? And the bed is B stands for blame, or shame,
Yes.
because shame is effectively self-blame, saying
Yes.
I'm a terrible person, and shaming yourself is blaming yourself.
Yes.
So we put it under the same category. B is for blame. E is for excuses, your excuses and others' excuses that you're buying into, because maybe you don't want to actually have that difficult conversation with the person
Yes.
that's stuffing up your life, that you're prepared to just make an excuse for them and go, oh, well, that's just Lucy Liu, and, you know,
Yes.
that's what we expect. Fine. But it's not being
Perhaps
responsible.
That's not okay. Perhaps,
Perhaps that's not okay.
Something that you
That's
need
right.
to have a conversation about.
That's right. And the last one is D.
Yes.
D for deniability, denial, denial. If
yes.
you are denying it, none of this is happening.
Yeah.
None of this is happening, and it's all fine. It's lovely.
Yes.
All right. So if you're blaming, shaming, making excuses, or in denial, then you are not being responsible. Now, let me tell you something here. We
yeah.
will all do it. We
yes.
will all fall below the line. And how do you know you're
yeah.
below the line? Well, it's the story, right? The story. Stories always have a good guy and a bad guy, like a novel.
Yes.
And this is what goes on in our head. We have a good guy,
yes.
a bad guy, and, you know, oh, you know, Lily, she's a good person, and I'll be the bad person if I hold her to account, right? So I don't want to
yeah.
be the bad guy, so she's a good guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's story. Right? It's all a story. The question is, are you creating a story using your language that's taking you towards where you want to be? Are you being responsible, getting on your oar and creating direction? Or are you making up a story that makes you a victim?
Ah, I see.
And if you make up a story that's making you a victim, then you need to take responsibility about that and you need to change it. There's a matter of discussion and how you can do this. As I say, we all have moments when we're not responsible. But those are the moments when we're
human.
Not. Yeah, those are the moments when we are at effect and not causing.
Yes.
So the reality is, if you want to push your life in the direction you want it to be, then you need to be the cause of that.
Yes.
You need to be responsible. And if you're not the cause, you're at effect, which means you're getting what's left over. Everybody else is off getting what they want.
Yeah.
And you're just sucking it up.
And that's not a great life perspective to live by, is it, John?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's no life. You're not living
that's
your
right.
life your way, I can assure you of that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
if people want to know more about this, go to the website. Go to Andrea, Andrea. Solutions, and there's a button there you can click on, learn more about. You'll go there and it'll show the curriculum. And if you go further, you want to purchase it, there's a button there. You can go and purchase the course online and get stuck into it. It's 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes
yes.
a day over 12 weeks. You can complete the whole process. There are all sorts of aids. There's the whole course is available as an MP3, so you can listen to it as you're toodling around the place. If you're a visual learner, then each lesson is created as a mind map, so you can see how one part is related to another part and get that all in one shot. We've done as much as we can to engage as many senses as possible, so when you're watching the videos, you get to listen to me. Thank you very much for your attention again. But we use little graphical things to
yes.
get your attention onto the screen. The videos are short and they have a lot in them, and we recommend people listen to them a lot more than once.
Once.
Then on top of that, if you have any questions, well, email us. We're happy
John
to.
John and the team.
Yep, John, or it's info@Andrea, Andrea dot solutions, or me, John, John. Right, for that matter, Tanya. You can get a hold of Tanya. But
yes.
at the end of the day, there's plenty of information there where we will help you through and work through it. As I say, the reality is work with a friend also. That's a great thing
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
It really is. So that's essentially the create the new you. So you've
module.
Now had to discover your default. You've worked out, well, this is where I am now.
Yes.
And then you've gone and said, okay, so now I'm going to create a new me.
And this
Who
is
was
where
I
want
to
be.
Yep. And then you'll move on to conscious action.
Which is module 3, which we're
which we'll talk about next week, at 6 p.m. Correct. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Australian Eastern time on the respective days.
Yes.
So
the thing I've learnt from talking to you, John, about the Andrea method is that there are so many tools. So no matter what sort of learner you are, so there's videos for visual learners, there's worksheets for people who like to physically write something down, and we also know that for adults wanting to learn, there's a synergy between listening and seeing what you're wanting to learn about and then writing it down, which is why Andrea Solutions incorporates all of those different areas where adults learn, because you want this method to help people change their lives completely. And if they follow the steps and the modules, have the worksheets, they can go back and do it again and again and again. It's about creating a new life and the life that you want to lead and addressing some of those pain points that you feel stuck with. Are you stuck? Are you looking at your life and going, I hate this job? Are you looking at a relationship and think, this is not working? Are you wanting more from your life? Well, John and the team have created a solution, and it's called the Andrea Method. And Andrea.solutions gives you so much information about what's in the course before you even have to look at doing the course, that you'll understand how easy it is that you can change your life. And what is 3 months of your life? And of course, you can do it quicker, can't you, John?
Oh, well, you can, but this is the magic pudding thing. You know, like people say, oh, what's the magic pudding? I'm so miserable, I want a magic pudding. And it'll all be better. Well, you know, I'm not going to sit here and offer people a magic pudding. It's just, it takes time. And it takes time for you to absorb it. The more time you take over it, the more time you spend with the information that's in the course, then the deeper your understanding will be and the more effective it will become.
Yeah.
Again, this is about taking responsibility. For me, it took me 48 years to get in a pickle, 10 years to sit in it, and 5 years to figure a way out of it. So
I was just going to say, John, if you're in your 30s, 40s or 50s, it's taken you 30, 40 or 50 years to get to this point in your life. It's not going to magically disappear overnight. But the thing is, if you take action in addressing why you're so unhappy, it all starts to get better.
It starts, doesn't it? It starts, Tony, and this is a set of tools that will help an individual to understand what it is, why they feel the way they do, what it is that they need to look at as a resolution. Now, do people get it right all the time? Well, no. In fact, it's like any strategy. 75% of all strategy is emergent. Yes. And you have to make plans so as that they can, you are prepared for the changes and you've got some idea of what you're going to do. But as things change, you duck and weave. It's even in the Bible, and God will bless your plans. However, you must have plans. And the Andrea Method is a plan.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way, it's a plan that says, listen, this is how you get your information on board. This is what's going on in your head. This is where your upsets come from. This is why fear is what it is and how we treat with it. Hey, you need to speak your truth. You need to work out what it is you're doing here and what are the right words around creating that new future. Then get on and say, well, I'm responsible. And I now have to take some action, right? Who do you have to be? Who are you going to tell?
Yeah.
What are you going to get focused? And then, and most importantly, at the end of conscious action is gratitude. Gee, I'm grateful. What is it that I'm grateful for? And it's kind of like that same responsibility conversation we had before. What is it that I can be responsible for? Well, I can be grateful that I have that degree of responsibility so that I can now take some control back into my life and make some decisions that are going to make a difference. And then we start again.
So I was just going to say,
rolls around again.
important for people to understand that change is constant. And once you learn to live and embrace the world in a different way, you start to then see more things. And then there's a few more things to work on. But the wonderful thing is that the pain ceases to be as prominent in your life as it once was. And that's the thing, isn't it? Even if it's an
evolution. It stops running your life.
Yes.
That's the thing. It stops running your life. It stops when you can see that you are reacting and you can say, hang on. And it starts. I remember myself, the journey starts by saying, you know, just reacting like I always had. Yes. And I go, oh, no, hang on, sorry. I didn't mean that. That I just reacted and I apologize. You do a lot of fair amount of apologizing. That's
good.
And what I really meant was this, please forgive me.
Yeah.
And that requires this vulnerability.
Yes.
And as I said to you, vulnerability is a muscle, and that's why I've worked my vulnerability quite a bit, because I've had to admit I'm quite a bit wrong. And that's okay.
If you think of wrong or failure as learning versus wrong or failure, that also helps. And just those simple little truths in your life, when you look at failure as learning and education and creating that new you and creating that new life, it ceases to cause you pain.
Yeah, well, we go ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
Not ready, aim, fire, because you're forever aiming. You know, and they did this in the I love that there seems to be a consistency in nature. So when in war they were using the big guns, right, they would start firing and then fine-tune the aim. That one went over the top. That one was too short. And the next one will hit.
Yeah.
Right? So this is just the natural order of life. Failure comes before success.
It does.
Fail quickly, fail often, fail cheaply, and then reload and go again. You know, lived experience will outpace whatever research you want, because in creating that lived experience, you're creating new things. You're moving the universe. You're moving, and so you learn much faster. So you're absolutely right, Tony. Failure is it should be revered. We should get badges for failure and getting no's, and you know, you get because back up on the horse.
That's the one thing, where you learn.
Well, that's the way I was going to say. The one thing you can do wrong around failure is not learn the lesson.
Yeah.
So when something has failed, make sure you learn the lesson. Write it down. Yes. Journal it.
Yes.
And say, hey, this is what happened. Get it burnt in. Whatever way you learn, burn it in so that you don't do it again.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're like, oh, dude, that's really dumb. I've done my third time round on that one. It took me ages to figure this out, by the way. But people can find it out very easily.
I was just
going to the Andrea.solutions, Andrea.solutions. Hit on that button that says learn more, and you'll find out the detail of all the shows the breakdown of the curriculum, and then at the bottom, if you want to go ahead and purchase it, then there's a button there you can go and do that, and that's fine. But, you know, just one thing we haven't mentioned is that the price for the course is $397.
Inexpensive.
It's very inexpensive. It's very inexpensive for the place to go to change your life when you consider that, you know, to be honest with you, you know, I will charge somewhere between $300 and $400 an hour.
Yes.
For my time.
Yes.
So there it is. It's and you can have all
exactly, well, perhaps not everything stuff.
I know, but you can get everything you need to know
and cheap
for $397 by simply going to the website and looking through it And I invite people to do that and enter into a conversation with us, because I love having conversations. That's the whole fun of life.
He does, listeners. He loves to talk. He's very, very good at it too, I must say. Now, wonderful listeners, we are completely out of time again. And as we close off this show, just a quick final reminder, if you're in that pain at the moment where life is not making sense and you want to change, jump on to Andrea.solutions, connect with John and the team, and find out how you can change your life and start 2021 from a better perspective. Now, we will be back next week. We're going to be talking about module 3, which is my favorite module of all. And John and I will run you through what module 3 looks like and what it's about. And we love having you on our shows, particularly in our live streams. And we look forward to connecting with you again next week. So thanks so much, John, from Andrea.solutions. Over to you, TJ, as we round out the show for this week. Bye for now. Thanks, John.